Beginnt die Karin das, und es sagt, es geht nach Chav Gimel, beginnt am Beis, beginnt zu Smaster, beginnt die Gemara, in der Eben Asse Schleach, Bechulu. So, Asse ist ein Nehmer Birchenen, der Eben kann einfach am Schleach to, for the Halacha forget. Because it's not a choice to get more condition. Then it says, it says, take a second look, it says, wait a second. Mas Nitin, listen to Eben, then why does not Mishnah say the slave is invalid? Chosh can never come, and for sure a non-Jew. Because Ebed is more viable than a non-Jew. So why is he speaking specifically Ebed Kacham in the Mishnah? Religion of Rabbi Yechonel, now according to the version of Rabbi Yechonel, the Gemara said, that Zu Ein Teira, which were the words that Rabbi Yechonel just used to explain this halacha, of that he relearned the way Rashi said, that in our Mishnah, where they were Mazalz and the Ksiva of Gittin, Nicha makes sense. What do you mean? Because the Nogar of Kachavim, why do we pick in our Mishnah of Kachavim? Lamedek to infer, for Hava he's possible, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, because we want to be medical and gesiva that regarding writing of the previous Mishnah of Kachavim Kasher, that even the non-Jew would be Kasher, which was that, what was it he said on the Manal? But Avalach Lishn, according to the version that says Rabbi Yechon Jacob Laza, who says no, Kachavim is just like Kachavim is going to be possible gesiva. So it's not for that dig. So kashim hakter biyachinel, because it's different than biyachinel. But here, so what? Why are you saying only over kachavim na mishnah? You should say a bigger chiddush of evet. But I remember in time, he says they're not going to over kachavim. No, the reason we picked the psula by over kachavim lashmin to tell us that over kachavim is gonna be possible. Even a non-Jew who converts is gonna be possible. Meaning, our bishop is the shalish of dietless guy. Even though at that moment he had intention to convert. To have over kachavim to boost tvei me be'evet, which that's a bigger chiddush in a non-Jew than a slave, because in biyadal shtacher. The slave doesn't have the ability on his own to free himself. The Akum does. So you would have thought to say, okay, he intends to be Jewish, and therefore he is, but is getting the condition. That would say, no, therefore he picked Ebed Kacham. Next says, Master begins the words like, Mughal, Pishain, is getting a condition. You can't do it with the slave because he's not in the halakhic category of getting a condition. I bought him a scratched babish lie. We have enough Chafav Manav that a woman can be divorced by the husband putting into her slave. I am Tam Chatzah. That's not my Tam Shlichus. There's no Shlichus, no agent there because it's like her assets and it's like putting into our courtyard. Next says, Master begins with Mughal, Evika Chabma Kuti Shatama Vahulu. Mishnah Truma says that the Truma is going to be a Truma. Now, Pishbukon Rashi explains, because the Ksavah, the town holds, ain't kinyan la'iv kachavim, that there's no kinyan for a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, to remove the Kedushas Maiser, and therefore, it's going to have the halacha together with his Hekdash, that it's considered Hekdash, as Trumas and Maises. It says, if it ties him nearly, it appears to the read, that Philamandam Yesh kinyan, no, even according to one holds that there is a kinyan for the Akam to remove the Kedushas Maises, still Meshkachas, you could still have it, how? Because God l'shlish b'yad Yisrael, if a guru already a third in the hands of a Jew, a con men of Gechav, then a non-Jew bought it from him. And, moreover, so therefore it's already chayev, v'loy mifti mitam l'keach. I, generally, a l'keach, a buyer, is not chayev, because the tu'a zarecha, k'din and bay, which has to be the tu'a of your grain, and not that of l'keach, no. Kimet shagol ha'ab yadav k'chavim, since it also grew a lot in the hand of the non-Jew, so we don't consider him as a l'keach. We now mean other approaches, k'shazav ha'ab k'chavim. Tomorrow with the non-Jew plant, to do machal Yisrael, he sold it to the Jew. The God of Shlisha grew a third, and then Mechazah would come, and then they would put it back from him. Again, so it is still considered Zadecha, but at the same time, it would be Chai, because it grew a third by the Jew. But another shot, the Pesha Ben Etam, B'Sev Perikam, the Bechayris, on the Yeravim Beis, the Maschot Tvalim, the Lemiftu Lekeach, you don't say that you're exempt because you're a buyer, Hechad Lokach Kodim Shnes Melech, before it got smoothed down in the pile, and that would be the case here also. Or Yinam, you could say, Bechachar, which is some type of a contractual agreement with the sharecropper, or as the Rashash says, it should be Beschar, he rented Sodom Yisrael. Chayev Agol by Betruma, then what grows in there would be Chayev in Truma, but Fali Yeshkin Lebe Kechavim, because it's still considered as the Jews, and therefore it would be obligated. So it doesn't have to be specifically, like Rashi says, according to Mandama, in Kin Lebe Kechavim. Next test, Master, we can do the words of the Mishnah. So we said that so the Avikham the Kundit that take the Truma Trumasai Truma or Trumasam is Truma. I says what the mean Bizwachim, this the Gemara says Vakam Pek Bishamidaf Memayav and Pekam Tumor the Basin Base, the Kajavikham A Memishma'ila, that the sanctified items of a non-Jew don't have Mi'ila, Mefarish Taima, and the Gemara that explains the reason Mishim Yafina Khethet Mitruma, or Truma Xib Nay Yisrael, so therefore the same thing is regarding the halacha of their Kachim and the Mi'ila. So I thought you say that the truma is a truma. So Tais, ask Rabbi Shimon. That over there is like a b'shem in the Palakah of a sefer that yeah he actually disagrees over here in the sefer. Ublesh perik shen the kedushin ben malvim beis ma'isela bring the gemara brings that part of the sefer, but we're not going like that. Next test master begins with the words of the gemara. I betnan, but we learned the mishnah and trumas. I bekechav mishutar meshi yisrael b'chulu that even if he does the b'shos his truma is not a truma. Which, wait a second, isn't it because it says atem gamatem just like you? I saw also yishliach. Is a Yisrael, and that's difficult. So you see that you be might eved to be torah meshal Yisrael, but even brishus. Which says a matzlish shnuyah. The Gemara really could have answered that's a kibbe shimon. That's going like a shimon. That mishnah, the subba that he holds the less of betruma d'nafshe. That actually, as we just mentioned in the previous tesis, does not hold that he has his own truma. But actually, in the kedushin of nem alvin beis. But the Gemara had a better answer. But yeah, could have answered it just by saying it's going like a b'shimon, who then you don't have this question because he actually can't do his own, and therefore he can't be shleich either. Next says Mazda begin with the Gemara. So they said no, it's ma'atem b'nei b'ris, not that of Yisrael, but b'nei b'ris, and that's including Eved versus that of meaning because they have Mila versus that of Avikachav. Then the says when we begin to say the peg based the kedushin mashma also over there like mark kedushin the Reb Shimon leitzur lelemidrash he doesn't need this darshin ma'atim b'nei b'ris because the mukad ledrash achan he uses it for some other drasha so it's based on kin but that's the case the demon olam how the gamelan but how doctors how do we know this halacha that we know throughout Shas that we come labashlichu he's not the one who has agency we find this in Zchia Berdibes Perik is Neshach but Mitzidav Ayin Nachum Abayz but the whole source as we're saying from over here but he uses it to dash on something else. So since we're something to consider to become welcome still even the Darshin Neshlich as Mitzuma Megamat since we learned the Alach of Shlich as Mitzuma from the extra word Gam we know you find the Alma Mestama and from there we learn that in general the Lema Bin the Alma El Dumin Atem which is a Jew and therefore that would exclude a non-Jew. Next says Master begins the Gemara my time at the Rebbe Gersinan the Gers is. What's the reason of Rabbi? But the legacy in Rabbi Yechon, you cannot have the Gersa Rabbi Yechon, because Ba'oral and Yibamas of Ein Chazam Manav, so Rabbi Yechon holds the Uba Lav Yechim, or he holds fetus is not considered the father of the mother, but Himachim so Yos, and that's obviously so good, but then here the Gemara's question was, according to if you hold Uba is Yechim. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Manasi, Kimishik, Nala Echim, and it's like as if he acquired one of our limbs. If Tay says, Tim Larit, it's a 1 to 3, still, Heisa Ubra, if she's pregnant, hey, Zachsalai, how's the mother's meriting for her fetus? Avig of the Yechimahu, although if saying that, okay, it's not like two different people, it's the same woman, because it's like a thigh and a mother, but keeping the Yad Vahik, Yad Rabba, but her hand is like to her master's hand. He's only freeing the fetus. Even if he freed the whole slave besides her hand, she wouldn't be able to marry for him because when do we say that she has the ability to be zaycha? Is only when he's freeing all of her. And that's because of the prince of Mishim, because her get and her hand are coming at the same time. But here she's not freeing herself. It's only a part of her. How is she being zaycha? But the Uber taste does not answer that question. Next says Mati begins the Gemara, but to the contrary, Ibchum Estabra. Logic would tell us the other way. Now, okay, as the Gemara explains why he says that, but what's Rav Yosef? So what would he hold? He says, no, the Mekamokim Yechila Kalkal B'chutzal, it's not true. She could ruin him even if it's coming from Chutzal Arts, even though they're saying B'fani Nechtav. I they aid him, V'raya, Shalai Shalach L'Haget, by witnesses and proof that he did not send her the get. And therefore, since even over there, he could ruin her, so that shouldn't be. Svar, and therefore he says the Svar the other way as the Gemara brings his opinion.